secret kept for the ages. Precious truth kept quiet in his heart. As history unfolded, bits and pieces told through his grace and love, goodness and mercy. Like a whisper in the dark.
All right, hey guys, welcome to Jen Talks. Today's episode is called Wedding Rings or Boxing Rings? Question mark. So it's like the game This or That. Wedding rings or boxing rings? Question mark. I'm Caitlin.
This is Katie.
And we are talking all about premarital counseling and marital counseling, whatever it is.
Because it is wedding month for Caitlin.
Yes. Earlier yes. I said, it's wedding month. And Katie was like, is it? So she thought it was like National Wedding Month.
I was going to start like writing marriage posts and posting things and pictures.
Maybe I should write a post every day for 26 days.
Can you do that?
I can do it because I already wrote one today.
Wedding. Yes. Okay.
Boom. I should have like released it. Maybe I'll start tomorrow's 25 until the wedding.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Yes. That's a good goal. It. That don't have to be long.
No. Just... And I can write a couple a day if I need to so that the week of the wedding I'm not like, sorry, I can't go to my wedding dress fitting. I have to write this blog.
Because everyone's waiting.
Because everyone's waiting on me to finish this blog. So we... Me and my fiance just finished up premarital counseling with a couple from our church last week. That was our last session. It was really, really good. We got a lot of good advice and some good tactics. And the reason Katie and I even started talking about this today is because my fiance dropped me off at Katie's house and we are in a fight.
And I was like, I need to be reminded of all the good advice for marriage counseling.
Because there is a lot of good stuff that we... I mean, we really did just use it in our fight. The reason we got in a fight is because we were headed to go get our marriage license today. You know, it's May 1st. We get married May 26th. And we both had time today to go get the marriage license. The courthouse closes at 5. My mom told me. And so if she's listening, she's going to be like, yep, told you so. Make sure you probably need to get there at 4:30. I think it closes at 4:30. And I was like, not ours. Don't know wherever you live it does. But when you get your marriage license, it's with the probate judge. And they do indeed close at 4:30. So he came to pick me up. I rushed him all day and told him, come do this. I made him go by Hobby Lobby and get this table. There were all these things I kept adding to his list to do. I was in a really good mood, being really playful. And he picked me up and I was taking my time because I was like, oh, we have plenty of time. Closes at 5. Got in the car. When we pulled up and parked, it was probably 4:25. And that song came on... I don't even know. It's by Mr. Big. The I'm the one who wants to be with
I
you.
I do know the song, but I will not try and sing it.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, it was not.
So it came on, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. We have to sit right here and listen to it. So I made him listen, and he's like getting out of the car. And I was like, no, let it play. If I hadn't have done that, we for sure would have made it. But we had to go through security.
There's a reason for everything.
There's a reason. Maybe it's just for this nice... podcast message. So we walk in and I'm just like laughing. I'm just in a great mood today. I got a lot of things done today and go through security and our Apple Watches both buzz. So we have to take those off. And we
all Apple's fault.
Uh-huh. So it's Apple's fault.
Totally Apple's fault.
And we giggle with a guy who's like, yeah, when they don't buzz, they're not real Apple Watches. And we're just, you know, giggling with this guy. And so he says, I said, hey, actually, so we're not wandering around, where do we go for our marriage license? And he looked at me and said, closes at 4:30, but it's the first door on the right. It was 4:31. I was like, no way. They'll let us in. And she looks at me from the locked door behind the glass and said, mouthed, sorry. And I said, no. I look at her like, no, like, you'll let me in, right? And she was like, I already turned my computer off. And so Caleb looks at me, and I know that he's thinking, I hate you because this is your fault.
He is not hating you.
Maybe not, but I know that he thought this is your fault because it was really and truly, it was my fault. So I'm like, Caleb, what do we do? And he's like, let's go. And I said, I just sat in the car and sang. He said, and you sat in your house and he starts rattling off all the reasons why we're late, which is fine for me to say about myself, but I'd rather him not tell me why it's all my fault.
So totally then should not tell you what.
Should not tell me that ever. So I immediately, my mood is like 100 to zero. Not zero to 100, 100 to zero. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at him. And I'm just like, you're kidding me. We have to come back and do this tomorrow. So we get in the car and we're like yelling at each other. And I was like, well, you made me feel bad when you said all the reasons why it was my fault. And he said, I did not say it mean. I said, it doesn't matter how you said it. It matters how it made me feel. So then I brought out, remember how we talked about that in premarital counseling? And he's like, well, I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay, nope. So you just.
That was sarcasm.
That was mean. And I was like, I think I said something like, okay, this was mean. I was like, you have some problems. You need to figure it out. And I like him getting out of the car to come in here. And he said, oh, go tell Katie all about how awful I am. I said, I never tell Katie how awful you are, but I probably will when she asks why I'm crying.
And we'll record it.
And we'll record it.
For the whole world to hear. I did this transfer. It was called Theophostic Prayer Ministry. And mm-hmm. now it's called Transformation Prayer Ministry. But it talked about like, you would, throughout the week, like when you would react with a 10 for something that you should probably react mm-hmm. like a 1 or a 2, and going back to those moments going, yeah, probably shouldn't have. Like that was mm-hmm. more of a 1 or 2. Yep. Why did I act like a 10? And going back, like when was the first time I ever really remember that feeling wow. that it triggered? And it was just a really interesting way to kind of a spiritual discipline to use on yourself yes. to kind of help.
I need.
To, you know, it is great. It is a great counseling technique, but ideally they hope that it'll become more of a prayer discipline.
Yeah.
That you can kind of step aside and go, okay, I know I'm not, this is off the chain. Now, why am I responding mm-hmm. this way? Because it's unwarranted right now. Mm-hmm. That's what reminds me of.
We said something like, I said,
and I'm trying to get off my allergy medicine, so you're just going to, okay. I don't want to take I know, medicine I'm like, anymore.
You're okay.
So,
excuse all of our coughs and sniffles.
No more Zyrtec.
But I said to him, you never used to act like this to me. Why do you act like this now? And he said, why do you act like this now? And I said, probably because of stress. And he was like, well, maybe I'm stressed. And so then that caused all another thing. But that's like, I reacted at a 10, so did he, because we're stressed out because of all the million things we're doing right. with our house
it's
and our wedding.
It's not a sign of your love level.
No.
It's your stress level.
Right.
Right.
And I know he can tell me, no, you don't. No, you don't. I know that I stress him out more than he would be by himself. I know that about myself. Like,
but by himself, he would also not
have me.
Have you?
And so
he would be very lonely.
He would be lonely.
He'd be so empty.
Right. So he, I tell myself that, and I know he has to think probably on a daily basis at this point, she's really awesome and I love her and these are all the reasons why I'm marrying her, because the devil is probably like, dude, she's crazy because I am being crazy. But
you're his crazy.
I'm his crazy.
Yep.
And he says that and
perfect
then
flavor
yes.
crazy. Mm.
And I'm really bad about, this is something we learned in premarital
okay.
counseling.
That's
and
what
this
I
is
know,
yes,
some of these
tactics.
Yes.
And you've said this before too. I think you've said this
we
before
need
ever.
All the good advice reiterated in different ways
yes.
for the rest of our life.
And this, I mean, this kind of, the advice we got and like the tactics we use, if you're dating someone, if you're engaged, if you're married, or if you are single, because you do have relationships with human beings, whether it's your mom
when you
or your
think
friend.
About Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun.
No.
So it's the way things are presented and the timing and the voice, mm-hmm. and there's always novel ways to present something. And so I'm ready. Bring it.
Yes.
Okay.
So the one, and I really do think that you have said this to me before, but it's to never use the word always.
That
always and never.
That's probably the only thing we remembered from
yes.
him, was never and always.
And he really does not do it. He really doesn't. He is like.
Still, after 25, not yeah. that we don't use it, but when we use it after 25 almost years of marriage, we recognize it every time.
Mm-hmm. And he especially now, I'm so bad at it. I mean, I said it 5 times in this fight today. You always do this to me. And he was like, but then. He responded not so well, and he was like, oh, I thought you were going to make it without it this time, and there you go. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to kill you. So, but it was like every time I would say, you always do this, and you never do this. And I can hear myself, and it's like I'm trying to catch the words back into my mouth, and they are just coming out.
Get it.
Yes, and it's, but I'm very bad at using always. But when you think about it, when someone says it to you, you're like, I do not always do that. That would mean that 100%
right.
of the time I do the exact thing that you're telling me I do.
This is probably part of what they've told you is like thinking before you speak, which mm-hmm. we know, mm-hmm. but I had heard like to count to 10.
Count to 10.
Especially before you're saying something that is expressing something that might be pressure point.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking at a local high school with some girls. We'd gone to lunch and we're talking about, because they're sussing and mm-hmm. just saying, and I'm in the end, I got the fingers yep. and heads wagging. And I just said, you know, great piece of advice I just reheard this week was to count to 10 before you speak. And so I'm like sitting there for a minute and the girl's looking at me and I'm like, hello? And she goes, 8, 9, 10. And I was like, she goes, and just sat there looking at me with her head wagging. And I was like, you were actually listening yes. to me. You were counting to 10.
Before she said anything
yes,
to
before
you.
She said anything. And I was like, and I was trying to get her to respond. I'm like, did you hear
me? Did you hear me? Yes.
Yeah.
She was counting 10.
Interesting, yeah.
No, and I've started very doing clever. That. We were, and another tip, I mean, these days it's just like one fight after another. But
discussions.
We were lots of heated discussions. We were at Walmart and we were talking about something that was just a pressure point, like you said. And he said something, and instead of responding, I didn't like run out of the car and slam the door, but I got out of the car, shut the door, walked into Walmart by myself, and I was like, he's thinking that I'm running away, but I know that I'm
who's
walking
that
away.
See you walking
I, yep,
in
just
the store?
Walking.
I bet walking. You were walking with just
yep.
some
walking with some passion. Passion. Yep. Not looking back. I'm walking in the store and I know, he knows where I'm going because we're going to get one certain thing and he'll meet me there. So I just walk. And I calm down. Instead of yelling at him, I was like, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to just walk in. And when he walked in, he was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Now we can talk about this like mature adults. So it does help to think
absolutely.
Before you talk. Sometimes I have to sit, I look crazy, but I have to sit and just close my eyes and breathe. Like, okay, what am I going to say back to him right now? And he probably thinks I'm crazy, but that's okay. Another good thing, I really like this, and this is not really so much about fighting. It's one of those things that's like, it helps you to not fight. It's very like preventative.
Okay.
So, I thought this was really, really good. And I just told my brother and his wife are coming up on 1 year of marriage. So, and they still have their fights, of course, too, you know. And so, I told them this tip the other day. But, and you could really do this with anyone you know. But you do three things. So, you do a sandwich. One thing you appreciated. One thing you did not appreciate. And one other thing you appreciated. And the only thing the other person can say back is, thank you. No matter what. They cannot say anything else back. So, every week, you sit down and say, okay, I really appreciate it. And like Caleb did, like, I appreciated that you came to watch the baseball game I coached. I did not appreciate that you bought that $100 painting without asking me, which I really giggled about that. And then I appreciated that you picked up dinner for me or something like that. And it just kind of makes you think, because usually the thing you didn't appreciate is either like funny or, oh, I really do need to work on that because I didn't know I was like doing that to him. And then the ones
that's
you appreciate.
Like a sandwich.
It's a sandwich, yes. So say the middle one and you're like, ugh.
Well, I can remember. But today is my oldest 21st birthday.
Yes.
And he was.
Happy birthday, Jake.
He was a Tasmanian devil. Like, I mean that in like full of energy kind of way.
Yes.
When he was like in 3-year-old preschool. Mm-hmm. And so I can remember every day I would come to pick him up in 3-year-old preschool. I could see his teacher coming to the car. I'm like, oh, here she comes again.
Yep.
Is she going to say something bad? And I just. Finally, one day, I just said, could you please just start with something
good?
And she said, you know what? Yes, because there is a lot of good, and I'm so sorry. Like, and so, like, the next time she came, she's like, he ate his snack. And then.
And then.
But I like the idea, because it really helped to usher in, just tell me something
yes.
positive. But I like the sandwich idea, to
yes.
tack on.
Because you need to know what to work on.
Yes, I'm open to that for
right.
sure.
But you don't
nail me to the wall
no.
first.
And you don't want to only hear, which I'm guilty of doing to him, like, you didn't do this, and I asked you to do this. And like yesterday, I did not tell him what I appreciated. I said, while he was playing with his new leaf blower.
Oh, a leaf blower. Because
it's a toy. And he had a grill
and
to put
leaf
together.
Blower also drowns out whoever's
sound. Uh-huh. So I knocked on the door. Hey, babe. Walked outside, asked him a question, and I thought, I remember the internal, do not say, let him play with the leaf blower. And the other side was like, we have so much to get done in this house before we move in. Okay. So I go back outside and I said, hey, babe, had to turn it off again. Did you get all the clothes up? Well, I said, or are you just going to play with your leaf blower? And that was it. You know, that was bad. Well, I wanted to put my grill together, and I wanted you to help me. Because remember, in premarital counseling, we learned that shared activities are important. And I was like,
Canessa. See, I like to divide and conquer and then come and see what each one's done.
Yeah,
It's like Jay likes to do the grocery store together.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but we could get so much more done if we
divide
up.
And conquer. Mm-hmm. See, I was like working on the marriage vows, and I wanted him to get his clothes up that I've been asking him to get up for 2 weeks, you know. So, oh, and then I said, you know what? I'll just go do it, actually. And it was like, oh, okay. So he did do it. That was another fight. Wow. What? These fights. That was another fight.
They're just things you're learning about
we are.
Each other.
And when
you like to do things different ways, and you learn to compromise on those.
And I am very bossy and overbearing. So, and I know that about myself because I want the things to get done.
You're not bossy.
I do.
You just have an opinion. You have a way that you want it done. And so.
Because then there's the way of like, the one thing, this is advice for any man marrying a woman. Don't ever say, well, my mom does it this way.
Yeah, don't. Don't
to
do
which
that.
I usually reply, today's reminder that I'm not your mom, and she's a wonderful lady, but I'm a different lady.
Right.
So we are going to do it my way, not to say, like, I'm going to make all the rules, but if you don't want to deal with the laundry or the kitchen or whatever, then, and you know that I'm organizing the house and decorating the house, which you've told me I've done a great job, then I'm going to tell you what to do. Like, in the most loving way possible, but like, that goes in that drawer and this goes here. Because this is what happens. I do it all and then he's like, wow, the house is looking good. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So he'll tell me, you know, you did a great job picking out the paint and the couch and this and this. So
that's good.
That's good
stuff.
Yes.
Good.
And he's probably
never say, this is how my mom did it.
Yeah, I tried it. But then the way I respond to that can be like, hey, remember, I'm not your mom, instead of being like, I do not care how your mom does it.
Right.
But
that's different.
Yeah, we're just different. And you lived in your mom's house for a long time, but now you live in our house. And
you're going to come up with new traditions. There'll be
right.
things you keep from both sides for sure.
And I told him, I said, I watched my mom have to, you know, let go of my brother to another woman. And that was hard for me too, because he's my, like, a man in my life.
First, right.
He was mine first before he belonged to her. But I remember, like, watching her, and now I feel the same, like, okay, because Caleb has a sister and a mom, and I'm like, I have the compassion of, I know that I am, like, taking your boy
or
away.
Or that's what it can feel
it
like.
It feels like
right.
that I'm just, like, taking him, but we can share him, but the mom, I know watching my mom, it's that realization of that woman is, I've been first in his life forever, and now
and
she
can tell
is.
You from a mom of boys' perspective mm-hmm. is I want to be that mother-in-law. That does is not overbearing, that does not go
right.
well with my set of whatever, or ever be the mom that's like, I hope I raised him to leave and cleave.
Yes.
That he will, his wife will come first.
Right. And his mom, Caleb's mom, it did a great job of that.
Yeah.
And my mom did too. So it is a blessing that she is a great mother-in-law and is like,
not everybody has
no,
that situation.
She doesn't want him, like, she knows, like, okay, it's his time to leave and go to another woman, and he'll always be my son, but she comes first, you know, and he can't help but know, oh, my mom did this, you know,
right.
my mom did this, and because I do the whole, well, my dad can build this, or my dad can fix this, because my dad is like a master carpenter.
My mom would go into my brother's houses and like, she'd come to me and be like, I can't say anything I want to at their house, but I can say whatever I want here. I'm like, no, you can't.
Don't do it.
No.
No, that's so like.
Zip it. Like, at my house,
treat me like the boys. Yes. Please. Yeah, no, that's such a mom thing. Like, I can't go tell her house is dirty, but I'm coming to tell you that this is disgusting.
And that's when I'm like, I don't mind it. Like, my mother-in-law is the best about this, because she really is like one of, if we lived in the same town, we would be together all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She is the most excellent organizer. Mm-hmm. And I've given her, I'm like, if you
come
can
on in
do
and do
whatever
it, yes.
Ever at my house. Like, it's never going to feel like you're overstepping.
Right.
Like, when my mom would come in, she would tell me everything wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you see something just you want to change, please just change it. Because I'm not one of those that really, you know, if it's organized, fine. I really have a system that it's going to bother me. I'm telling you that now. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law is the best organizer. Yeah. Yeah.
See, my mother-in-law is a wonderful cook, and my mom is a wonderful decorator and organizer. Yeah. So my mother-in-law helps me when I'm like, hey, I want to make this for Caleb. And then my mom and dad came to help. So my dad did like some painting and repairs and things like that. And Caleb and I left to go pick something up at the store. And when we came, that was the Walmart time that I got. Yep. That was that fight. But when we came back, my mom said, okay, I have a surprise. And I was like, okay. And she had decorated the entire living room and kitchen, and it looked like it was out of a magazine.
Oh, I love surprises like that.
It looks awesome. And Caleb was like, this is awesome. And I like took pictures, and everyone was like, well, who did that? And I was like, my mom should be like an interior designer. Like, that should be what she gets paid for. She loves it. But I didn't. She was like, if you don't like it, change it. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, I don't have time to do this right now, you know? So I've learned to just like accept help. And
we were out of town recently, and his dad loves to have projects too. Mm-hmm. And now that my kids drive, like when they're here, they don't have to do a ton for kids, like babies, obviously babies anymore. So Jay gave him a list of like, he said, we need all four of the toilets in our house replaced.
Yeah.
And here's the credit card number and keep it, you know, his dad, and just said, kind of make it look like the other toilet that we have in the addition. And he oversaw all the workmanship. Aww. When we came home, we had four brand new toilets.
That's awesome.
There was something else major done to the house too. It was one of the greatest gifts anyone could have ever done.
It's so nice. Because, you know,
sometimes workmen are like, okay, I need a six-hour window. Mm-hmm. And so Jay's at work, of course.
Right.
And then I can stay here for 6 hours, but you have things to do as well. And have all four of our, like, I literally just wanted to do a dance.
Yes.
It was the greatest gift.
Well, it's so nice for people to use their, like,
our dishwasher had to be, like, two also had to be serviced, and we had to get a new faucet. They did it all.
Oh, that's
picked
wonderful.
Picked it and put it in. They're like, you don't want to say so? We're like, No,
just do it.
Just do it. We trust
that's
you.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, and you don't, it's not like they're overstepping because they get to use their gifts that they've been blessed with.
Right. Just like, they're both frugal. They knew the brands and they knew what the rest of the house looked like. We're like, just roll with it.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's a good surprise to come home to.
That's great. Okay, yes. More wet.
And that's, but I mean, that's part of it, is the meshing of the two families.
And over time you create your new normal.
Yes, and then it's one big family. And luckily, both of our, and it's nice because both of our parents have been married for, both sets of our parents have been married for a long time, and they like have shown us what that's like. But they're both similar with that, but they're both so different. Mm-hmm. And I have younger parents, and his parents are older.
That's Jay and
so,
I.
So, yeah, yeah.
I had the older parents.
Yeah, yeah. They had him a little older in life, and my parents had me way younger in life. So it's a cool kind of dynamic for that, too. And then I have brothers. He has a sister. So I'm getting
exactly
a sister.
What we had, too.
So it has been cool to see that. But we talk a lot about that in premarital counseling as well, just like things you have to learn about families and just the way it has to mesh kind of seamlessly, and you pick up on things like that. But, and the big thing, the whole reason we named this podcast the wedding rings and or boxing rings is because it can easily turn into a fight. I mean, everything can easily turn into a fight if you let it. And if you let the stress get to you. And
because you had disagreements on things does not mean you're falling apart.
Right.
That is actually healthy. Mm-hmm. It's how we deal with it that can spiral and go unhealthy real fast. And
right.
So was there any other thing, like how did y'all, that you took away? So
I'm
you got
trying
the
to think of all my
thing,
favorite
you did
things.
The always and the never. Mm-hmm.
Well, we learned, the main piece of the puzzle, like throughout all of it, was communication. Yeah. That is the most important thing because you have to learn how to communicate with each other the right way. So for me, like it's called Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott are the ones who came up with this, and we'll put that in the show notes. But it's called Symbis, S-Y-M-B-I-S, and it's like an assessment that you take before you start their videos and like their counseling.
And all this is resources that anyone can find.
Anyone can
use.
What
they use.
Yeah, Church of the Highlands uses it, but a lot of other churches do too. And it's not very like, It is biblical, but it's not like when people hear of church premarital, they think that you're about to get preached to, like scripture after scripture after scripture. They very delicately and beautifully weave in scripture to show you that it's real life.
John Maxwell, who is asked repeatedly to at leadership conferences. Yes. And everything he uses is scriptural. It's from the Bible because of these leadership, you know, techniques. And when people are like, well, where does that come from? Like, how do you, you know, then the doors open to say where it comes
That's
from.
Exactly so what this is this like.
In and relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great. Because people get scared off if you're like, this is all from the Bible, we're going to preach at you, you know?
You don't want to speak Christianese.
No. This is like, hey, the word is open to everybody, and it's very much so in your relationships, you know? But, like I said, communication is the key, and we took that Simbus assessment, and I'm very much a, I'm like a words of affirmation partner, and I'm very expressive, and there are all these things that are how I am. Then Caleb is the one who is very realistic, thinks before he talks, likes to do things together and spend time together. And so we have to learn that I need you to plan surprise dates for me and write me notes and show me that you love me. And I need to go watch a baseball game with you and go, you know, put a grill together with you and things like that. And it's, he would never do that on his own, nor would he want to. And I don't want to go put a grill together. But that's called the compromise.
Right.
And that's, I mean, that's hard.
Learning that early on will save you.
It does, though, because he, you know, it's easy for me to come talk to you or go hang out with my mom or Elizabeth, my best friend, because we like the same things and we're going to want to do the same things. But for a man and a woman to live together and be in the most important relationship together, that's a compromise. I mean, you're two totally different people with your men and women have brains that work differently.
Because I can't tell you the years that I would set up expectations that I didn't even know I'd set up. And then I'd be disappointed. And Jay would just look at me going, how did I disappoint you?
What did I do today?
I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're right. Like, I had all of this in my head that this was how you were going to surprise me. Or this is what you were going to do. And then, but I never told you that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then anyone that tells you in a relationship that, well, I shouldn't have to tell you. Yeah,
actually, you should.
Nobody's a mind reader.
No, and the way my mom always says, and it's a joke, but it has some truth to it. She's like, Caitlin, he's a guy. Like, he's a guy. Guys think totally differently.
And
like,
we're glad.
And we're glad they do. Yes.
We think differently.
She said, you're not marrying a woman. You're not a lesbian. She said, you're not married to a woman. You're marrying a man. So you have to remember, he's not like you. Like, there are thousands of differences, because I'll call her and be like, well, he didn't even think about this, and she's like, he will not think about that unless you tell him, hey, Caleb, I would love for us to do this tonight, you know?
Right.
And
she made a very just matter-of-fact observation that you know.
Yeah, and I'm like,
okay, thank you for that reminder.
Yep. I have to remember that he is a man, and I'm a woman, and God made us different for different reasons, and those differences.
This is who I chose to marry.
Yes.
And so,
and
I should not be surprised that we think differently.
And we are, Jimmy Evans, we can put him in the show notes too. He does marriage conferences, and we watched one of his videos during our counseling. But he says the phrase, compatible opposites. That's Caleb's favorite phrase, because Caleb was always like, we're just so different. And I was always like, thank God. I dated a guy that was my twin. And it was awful. It was just toxic, and we were competing on who can talk the most and do, you know, I mean, and Caleb and I are opposite. And when Jimmy Evans said compatible opposite, and he said, that is who you need to marry, I just felt Caleb's whole body like relax, like, oh, she is my compatible opposite and I'm hers. And
because it's kind of like you're each other's resting place.
Yes.
It's like where you both kind of can come back to life.
Yes.
And that's the way it should be.
And for me and Caleb, like, I bring him up to this level of, like, excitement and, like, adventure, and he brings me back down to
Jay is the
safe.
Even, very even one out of both of us.
Yes.
Like, he, you know.
Balance and just calm. And I'm not, I mean, I'm not balanced and calm naturally.
I get really excited and I get really sad.
Really sad, yes. I'm up and down. And so I liked that, though. I liked that assessment showed us what our opposites are, but how those are strengths too, you know, and are the couple who counseled us even said, like, I mean, y'all are clearly like a great match for each other, and we can see that. And so it has been good to remember those things during those disagreements. Like, we come back to that and come back to the word and say,
like, this is not some, like, oh my goodness, we shouldn't get married.
Right, because we are going to fight. You know, and I tell Caleb that. I'm like, look, we're going to fight. And I tell him, ask anyone who's ever been in a friendship, like, family relationship with me, I'm going to fight with you. Like, I have my opinion, and I have to remember to tone it down, you know. And
that's part one of the reasons he loves you so
exactly.
much.
Exactly. And when we remember that, like, yeah, that's so good. The reason we're fighting is also the reason we love each other. Like, your
years
stubbornness.
Years ago, Jay had a friend that, this girl, like, I think they met, I don't know, somehow through us.
Uh-huh.
But the girl just kept saying to his friend, you're so smart, you're so smart. And finally the guy called Jay and goes, I can't go out with her anymore. All she does is just tell, he's so smart, he's so smart. He's like, if I hear that one more time, like, obviously he's like, I don't want any more words of affirmation. Like,
yeah.
We need some more interaction than just whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're the great, you know, he's like, I want her to have a different opinion than me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I was like, you got me, Jay. We pretty much have a different opinion on
everything. Yeah. That is
so
true, though.
So lucky.
Yeah. But it is, if you agree on everything, it's kind of like, okay.
That's our running
joke. We need some discussion.
I'm like, he's just smart. he's smart and you're handsome and whatever
you
want
to do. We can eat dinner wherever you want to eat dinner.
I don't want to make any decisions.
No.
Okay.
So our lightning round is going to be we named it this, but the this or that game, since we did wedding rings or boxing rings.
Right, with the title.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you a few, and then you can ask me a few,
okay.
And then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Drawings or paintings?
Paintings.
So you. Dresses or skirts?
Dress.
Books or movies?
Book.
Chinese or Italian?
Italian.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird. Easy.
I'm the opposite on that one. So, okay.
Okay. What did you end? Or did you
I kind of just did sporadic.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Ooh, chocolate.
Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
I'm the introvert. Yeah. Hugs or kisses?
Oh, that's hard. Oh, hugs, because I love to hug everybody, so we'll go with that.
You're not kissing everyone.
Not kissing everybody.
Hunting or fishing?
Fishing.
Neither.
I know.
Winter or spring? No, winter or summer, sorry.
Winter or summer. Actually, winter.
Okay, PC or Mac?
Mac.
Tan or pale?
Pale, I'm pale.
Oh, tan. I'm going to have skin cancer.
So pale.
I'm going to be tan in the casket. Okay, cake or pie?
Pie.
Totally pie.
Yeah.
Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Sweet or dill pickle?
Ooh, dill pickle.
Dill. Boots or sandals?
Sandals. Even though I said winter.
Okay, silver or gold? And for this one, I'm going to say yellow gold or white gold.
Okay. Gold.
Because you're thinking wedding ring. But you might want a silver wedding ring. But really, I guess.
Gold and my wedding ring. It's white gold.
Okay. One more. Freckles or dimples?
Oh, that's hard. Freckles. I wish I had freckles
everywhere. Dimples.
Do I have dimples?
Smile. No.
No.
But you totally that has dimples.
Dimples.
I would have said you had dimples.
Caleb has dimples, but he has freckles too.
Jay has a
He's
dimple.
A dimple. Yeah. I love freckles and dimples.
Good.
Okay.
This
that
is
was
a fun.
I know. We'll do that again next time too. So, okay. Well, this was so much fun and I feel like I gabbed the whole time. So maybe the next one or a future one, Katie can just gab away about marriage advice for me since I'm counting down. But
I liked the reminders.
Yeah, it's always good to remember that we have things to work on, but together is a good place to be. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is that we are better together and we can gain a lot from each other.
So thank you all for tuning in. Connect with the generations. And
talk about
this or that round.
Yeah, do this or that. It's fun. Love you guys.
Love you. Peace out. As history